This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. Last time we discussed the evolution of the horse as an example of the presentation of outdated information by modern high school and college textbooks. Today we'll look at the Archaeopteryx. Remember those textbook pictures of an ancient bird with a mouthful of teeth, strange, arm-like, hooked wings, perched on a high branch, able only to glide to the next branch? It has been asserted that this bird, called the Archaeopteryx, shares 21 characteristics with dinosaurs. Research on various anatomical features of Archaeopteryx in the last 10 years or so, however, has shown in every case that the characteristic in question is bird-like, not reptile-like. There's a growing consensus that Archaeopteryx was indeed capable of full flight. Recent fossil discoveries and recent research on Archaeopteryx argue strongly against the suggestion that it is a transitional reptile between the reptiles and birds. Archaeopteryx had an impressive array of features that immediately identify it as a bird, whatever else may be said about it. It had perching feet. Several of its fossils bear the impression of feathers. These feathers were identical to those of modern birds in every respect. The primary feathers of non-flying birds are distinctly different from those of flying birds. Archaeopteryx had the feathers of flying birds and had the basic pattern and proportions of the avian wing and an especially robust furcula or wishbone. There was nothing in the anatomy of Archaeopteryx that would have prevented it from being a powered flyer. Many extinct birds have teeth. Some reptiles do and some don't. And some extinct and some living birds, like the ostrich, have claws on their wings. This and many other studies about, for example, the construction of the skull, orientation of its feet and ankles, complex and aerodynamic design of its feathers, conclude that Archaeopteryx was a true bird. However, to date, I've seen no references in recent college textbooks, including within my own references, to this widely known fact of the perilous state of the theory that Archaeopteryx is a bridge between birds and reptiles. The scripture carefully and repeatedly distinguishes between flying birds and crawling creatures, and careful scientific inquiry seems to agree. Not a big shock to the Bible student that, as declared in the first chapter of Genesis, quote, all winged fowl were each created to multiply after its own kind. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.